Dynasty Productions Home Studio.
This is the Unconventional Diabetic Podcast.
Diabetic Podcast is proud to present
Episode 1,
Omnipod Sensory
Integration. The following podcast may contain explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Howdy, howdy. Welcome to the Unconventional Diabetic Podcast, episode number 1, entitled Omnipod Sensor Integration. My name is Daniel, and today we'll be going over the Dexcom G7 sensor change as well as the Omnipod 5 pod change. Definitely a tongue twister, but hey, that's okay. So to my immediate left, I have my wife Sabrina.
Hello, people.
And to my immediate right, I have my pod. It can't say anything. And then to my... Actually, no. Sorry. Wait, apparently I can't have my directions right. No, it's right. To my immediate right, I had the pod and also the Dexcom G7 sensor. Yep. The Dexcom G7 sensor is 60%? I think 60%.
70%.
60 to 70% smaller than the G5. G6, sorry. Whatever. And so it could be discreetly worn under clothing and stuff like that. So G6 and G5 could as well. However, they were kind of bulky. And
I like putting the 7 on better than the 6. It's a lot
easier. Yeah, and this is a shorter warm-up time. Oh, the yes. G6 and G5 took about
2 hours.
And this only takes about like 25 minutes, half an hour to 25 minutes. And so it's not bad. The process has not changed too much with the actually it has. I lied. what a piece of but anyway, I have to edit this out because apparently it's what the hell did they call that word? I can't think of it right now. Think of it later. but anyway, the process has changed a little bit in that the applicator is smaller. And then they give you a patch, which is in a little book. It's a little pocket in the book, I think.
No, it's in the front of the book.
Oh, it's in the front.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's
we don't use those anymore, though. We use other patches.
You know what she said, we don't use those anymore. You're supposed to, but you could always
get other patches.
Like if you go on Amazon and look for the G7 patches. They're okay, but...
We like these ones better because they stick better.
Anyway, sorry. She said that we like those better because they stick a lot easier, better, whatever. And so, ultimately, the sensor communicates with the Omnipod 5 system, and it basically controls the insulin. Now, with this app... Omnipod 5 app, you can bolus yourself, you can put in sugar values or use the sensor value. At least from what I'm told, if the sugars are more than, I think, 10 points off, you have to calibrate or something like that. So that's important to calibrate in the G7 app, and also put the reading in the Omnipod 5 app, unless it catches up with itself. Now, pod communication is pretty straightforward. It's Bluetooth, as is the G7. The pod seems to communicate a little bit better than the G7 does, because it doesn't take as long, unless we got lucky. But you're supposed to keep your phone with you, and no more than 30 feet separation or so, according to the G7 app. And, yeah, so after my rambling and stuff, we're going to go over the G7 sensor change as well as the Omnipod 5 pod change. Now, with the Omnipod 5 pods, you're supposed to fill it with U100 insulin, oh my god, and that could be like Humalog or Novolog.
Whatever.
And I think there's one other one, but I can't remember it. Now, in our situation, we fill the included pod syringe up to a certain value, like 80, like the 85 mark.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could fill it up to, I believe, 200.
200 is the max, yeah.
Yeah, so by you filling it up with more, then it'll probably use a little bit less, or depending on how high your sugars are. So,
in the beginning, we had to fill it with 200, but as time went on, we've been able to go down. So now we just fill it with 85. Yep. I just fill it with 85, excuse me.
Yeah. So, now sometimes the pods have problems, like the sensor does. And if you're lucky enough to call Omnipod 5, they'll usually replace it depending on what the issue is. And, they're working on more updates for the Omnipod 5 and the G7, I'm pretty sure. And so communication with the Omnipod 5 might get a little bit better, because right now, sometimes if the sensor loses communication, it takes a while, versus the Omnipod 5 would probably take like a couple of minutes versus like up to 30 minutes mm-hmm. to communicate with the sensor with the G7 app. So, for this podcast, actually, no. In general, I am using an iPhone 15 with the latest iOS 18, and that kind of helps. So if you have an older iPhone that can run iOS 18, then it's recommended by both Omnipod and Dexcom to run that OS. And as more OS updates come out, such as, which is stupid, but iOS 26, apparently. Very stupid.
Something that's stupid, but
yeah.
Whatever.
iOS 26 and stuff. Hopefully, it'll continue to work. Both of them will continue to work. And if not, then that's stupid. So, anyhow, let's start with the change. Now, I'm not going to do the app myself, because
you can't.
Wow.
We can, but you can't build the syringe yourself, so it's kind of.
Oh yeah, but anyway.
So, for the sensor and the pod change, you will need 4 alcohol pads, a sensor, a pod, 2 skin tacks, and a pair of gloves, if you don't like touching the skin tack, which I don't, because I don't like getting sticky, but that's just a sensory thing for me, and your insulin of choice, or your whatever the doctor gave you.
As long as it's you... 100.
No, yours is U200.
Oh. Well, I guess you can fill it up with U200 as well. My bad.
You're not supposed to, but you do, because that's just...
what they gave me.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put my gloves on. And actually, no, I'm not. Not yet. First of all, you need to take off your old pod and sensor, so get up.
Yeah. Anyways, I will hand this to her, as in the wonderful Shure SM57.
So I'm going to take off the old pod and the old sensor. You're going to have to hold this, please. I cannot do it both.
So while she takes off the pod and the sensor, which is on my right arm, it's important to note that if you have skin tack, you're going to have to use an alcohol pad to initially try to peel it off.
Oh, and also you want to have something handy to put your stuff, like garbage, in. We're using a 2-liter bottle right now. You're supposed to use a Sharps container, but the one we have is kind of full and we don't have another one, so we're using a 2-liter bottle right now.
Yeah, so the Sharps containers are, to anybody who's blind completely, red, and that's supposed to, I guess, signify medical. But usually the Sharps containers that you get these days, they have like a sliding thing, and you know, you just put your stuff in there and slide it closed. And then when it fully locks, you're not supposed to be able to open it. So, right now, I believe she has...
I just took the sensor off.
The sensor's off. And, no, they can't fit in there. You want me to put it in my pocket? She's trying to fit a round thing in a round hole. It ain't gonna happen.
Nope.
Told you.
I thought it was gonna work.
Nope.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Now we're gonna take the pot off.
This is gonna hurt.
And skin tack is just to help it stick better, especially when it's hot. Cause, yeah. We had an incident a long time ago where...
Oh, Jesus.
That was with the... It was really, really hot outside.
I think that was with the G6.
Yes, it was. And we went to take our garbage out to the dumpster, and the sensor decided to slide off, so we almost did the sensor in the garbage. The garbage.
Yeah, because there was, like, sweat on my arm and everything, and yeah, I guess so it didn't off. Really... It started sliding off. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
And she's like... We heard a thump, and we're like, what the heck was that? So then the sensor hit the floor. We're like, what in the world? And it's off.
Oh, thank God.
Now you're going to wipe the old spot with alcohol. Just to make sure it's
clean. Sterile. Oh. Stupid shirt. Okay, so she's...
I have to use two because...
Okay, fine. Two alcohol.
We're just cleaning and sterilizing the old spot.
Yep, so once this is done, it's pretty straightforward. We have to wait at least 25 minutes for the new sensor. And then...
Your sensor site is bleeding a little bit.
Look at it, I'm bleeding. Anyway, so the sensor takes about like 25 minutes usually. So we will have to mix this together with the other part, and which shouldn't be an issue, but yeah, she's looking for spots to use because you cannot use the same spot all the time.
So we're going on the left side of his stomach, abdomen, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to put on my gloves. Well, I'm just going to use one because I have to use the other one for the other pod change. Pod put on. So I'm just going to use one for now. I'm going to clean the spot where I'm going to put the sensor.
And it's clean now.
Mm-hmm.
So. So now she's opening the sensor box.
Not yet.
Well. Fine.
And I like this G7 because the sensor box is smaller. because the applicator is smaller, so that's nice. And you have to, with the Scent G7, you have to unscrew the lid
off the communicator. Applicator.
I forgot the skin tech, so hang on.
No, Jesus.
I'm gonna open the skin tech. And just load it that way, please.
Now, the skin tech is supposed to dry before you put stuff on, but usually if somebody air dries it like she's doing, then it'll help it dry a lot quicker. So once it's dry, you should be able to... What are you doing?
It's the spot.
Oh. Anyways, she took the lid off the applicator.
Not yet.
Well, she will be. Okay, fine.
Put the skin tech on now. I took off my glove.
Okay, she took off her glove, yep.
Open the applicator. You have to take off the lid of the applicator, and then you put the. You have to make sure there's a little. When you take the lid off the applicator, make sure you do not touch the top. You do not want to touch the top because it's sterile, and if you touch it, it's not going to be sterile anymore. So there's a clear, for the people who can see. There's a little clear thing above, right above the rim of the applicator. You want to make sure that's completely put into the skin. Like, when you stick it in, make sure you cannot see that. And if you cannot see, just push it in all the way until it's flush with your skin. That makes sense.
Indeed.
And then you press the button. See, listen.
This is what it sounds like.
So you push it. Oops. Push it. All the way in, and come on.
Oh dear. Sometimes it gets stuck.
That's what skin tech does, it makes it stuck.
Sensor is
in. On.
In.
And you put the. And then you take the.
Patch.
G7. I mean, I'm going to do the patch in a minute. You take the G7 app, and you can either use your camera to scan your sensor code on your applicator, or you can just enter them into it manually. It's faster to scan your code if you're able to see it and able to do it. I don't know if people who cannot see would be able to do it. I don't know.
You'd have to have somebody side it, tell you the code, and then enter it manually. So, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to have somebody be able to see the code for you.
Kind of wish you had it in Braille, like on an index card.
And it'll say, like, Bluetooth pairing request, whatever, would like to pair with your iPhone. And you want to say pair. And you want to use the camera to scan your code, which I'm going to do because I can see it. So it'll scan your code. Sensor identified. New sensor is inserted. And now it's searching for the sensor number. Come on, search for the sensor. I want to find the sensor number.
Sometimes it takes a bit.
Jinx. Taking so long this time. There it goes. Sensor paired. Okay. Now sensor warm up. 25 minutes.
Yep. So now when we come back, we'll be changing the pod. And
I was gonna say something and I don't remember what it was.
No, of course not.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was.
I don't either. But yeah. We'll come back and the sensor will be ready. And oh well, whatever. Anyway, yeah, when we come back, the sensor will be ready and we'll be changing the pod. So Yeah, see you in a bit. And we are back. So we had to wait for the sensor to warm up, and it's done. So now we are going to put on the pod, and that'll be the conclusion. But for now, let's put on the pod. If I don't trip over my own studio cables, which actually would not surprise me none. I always tend to do that. So, as she's putting on the pod, however, the G7 sensor actually needs to be done before the pod, as in, like, it needs to be put into the OmniPod 5 app to know which sensor to communicate with.
And it needs to be warmed up and ready to go. So you want to make sure that you delete your old sensor from the OmniPod 5 app before you add a new one.
Just in case it wasn't put in there, you need to make sure that you delete the sensor from the OmniPod 5 app before you put a new one in, otherwise it's going to be confused.
I just said that.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it got into the recording, just in case. And if it did, oh well. Better to be safe than sorry.
I was going to mention earlier, and I forgot, after you're done inserting your sensor while you're waiting for your sensor to warm up, do not throw away your applicator, because you're going to need it to put the sensor into your OmniPod 5 app. So do not throw it away.
Yeah, well, she would have mentioned that before, except for she forgot. So
we're going to go ahead and add a new sensor to our OmniPod 5 app. Take a photo of it. Okay. The sensor is now in. Now we're going to set up a new pod, but first we have to put the insulin into the pod. So when you open your pod, that should not happen. It ripped, and I don't know why it did that. It doesn't always do that. When you open your pod, you should have a pod and a syringe and the needle for the syringe. So you will take your needle and screw it onto your syringe, and then where did my pen go? There's the pen. And then you will take the top of the needle, the cap of the needle off. This is the tricky part. This is the part I had problems with for like the longest time when we first started doing it. You will put the needle into the top of the pen. You will turn the pen upside down. It's tricky to hold it upside down. And then you will pull the syringe back to draw the insulin into the syringe. This is where you're going to need sighted help, because you have to look at the syringe and be able to put it right where you need it. In this case, we're going to put it at the minimum, which is 85. You have to put at least 85 in the pod, or it won't start. Yeah. So the minimum is 85. The max is 200.
And if you need more than that, then you have problems.
Yep. And you can't use it. So if you take less than 85, if you use less than 85 units of insulin in 3 days or more than 200, then you can't use the OmniPod.
Nope.
And his insulin consumption, I guess you could call it, has come down a lot. Because like I said in the beginning, we used to have it to put it at 200. And that used to only last, 2 days, not the full 3?
Something like that.
And now, I put it at 85 for the 3 days, and we still have insulin left over. Because his sugars have been really, really good ever since the OmniPod.
At A1C 7.4, so.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, and then you're going to put, you have the insulin, the syringe filled. You're going to take your pod, and there's a little hole. For the sighted people or people who are going to have the sighted people help them, there's a little arrow that shows you where the hole is that you're going to put your insulin in. So you're going to put the syringe in the hole. Come on. And you're going to listen for 2 beeps. Come on, syringe. Get in there. Sometimes it's a little tricky. Okay, here it goes. See? 2 beeps.
Yeah, and that's a good sign.
Sometimes it's louder than other days. So I don't know why it does that, but...
just depends on the pod.
Then I'm going to take the needle off the syringe. My bottle.
Should be on the bin right there. Now, just as a just because thing.
There's
a fly. Ew, nasty fly. You cannot put the pod in the bottle, so just in case somebody decides to try to take it apart, you kind of can't. So, got to throw in the garbage.
Okay, now we're communicating with the pod, and it's going to try to prime. So while that's priming, we're going to put on my glove. Get over here, please.
Jeez, look at that.
Please.
It's funny. Let's see how to do this.
Do the picking. That means it's priming.
Taking a lot longer than it should.
There's a few air bubbles in it.
No, but important.
Nope, CCS.
Stop calling CCS. Anyways. Now, it's normally supposed to make some type of ding noise, but because I have my phone muted, it didn't do it. But... yeah.
Well, it also didn't do it. It usually does it when your phone's muted, but because we were getting a phone call, it didn't do it.
Actually, it doesn't do it at all.
It did.
I'm saying not the detain noise.
It does.
I never heard it.
Huh. Oh no, maybe it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, come here.
Anyways, let's see. Yeah.
Do you mind holding the bottle? Or can you not?
No, we kind of can't.
I'm going to clean the site where the... pod will go, which is right next to
the sensor.
Yes.
They have to be like line of sight, so they have to be like by each other, otherwise it's gonna freak out, or at least
but
as close to it.
The Omnipod 5 with the app, it doesn't freak out as much as if you were using the PDM.
Yeah,
which is interesting.
Yeah.
Get out of here, fly.
It's not going to. Oops.
Turn just a little bit, please. Okay, it's clean.
So now she's getting the skin tag and has to, while she's air drying it first, the alcohol spot. Make sure it's clean and, of course, sterile. And then she's going to put on the skin tag. Oh, I think she just opened the skin tag, yes. Okay. Now, if you remember from the other section of the podcast, the episode that it has to be dry before you apply anything, so she's going to have to air dry it and then apply the pod. Then when she does that, the cannula insertion is going to be interesting. Oh, she's using the skin tag. Okay. Now time for the pod.
Off my glove.
Oh, taking off her glove. So it's important to note that if you have like any cuts or open sores, for those who might be like inserting the pod or anything, Make sure they're completely healed before you use alcohol, because if not, it's going to burn.
That's why I use gloves, because I have a paper cut.
Ah.
Okay. Now you're going to, with the pod, there's a, what's it called?
I don't know
the term for it, but there's a cover over your needle, cannula, whatever. So you're going to take that off.
This son of a fudge, yours is trying to, kind of hard to get off.
They're so hard, I don't know. And then there's two papers. One and two. That's some good ASMR right there.
Huh?
That's some good ASMR right there. The paper peeling off.
Yeah.
Stick the pod on.
Oh, jeez, do not drop it. I think the first...
And when you, if you're putting the, when you're putting them next to each other, and if you're using the patches for the pod and the sensor, you want to make sure you give it enough room for your patches to fit
and not stick to each other.
Yes, and not overlap, because that would be bad. And now we're going to insert the cannula,
which is going to hurt.
And when you insert the cannula, you want to make sure it turns pink. So if it does not turn pink, that does not mean that means the cannula
the
not
pod
insert properly,
and the pod is bad.
And see,
it's freaking out.
It's mad. Really taking forever. But if the pink, if it does not turn pink, that means you need to call Omnipod, because your pod is not good.
Yeah.
But also with the sighted people, or people who are the blindies who are having people help them, you wanna, when you pull your cannula, I guess I'm gonna call it a cannula cover, I don't know what it's called, but when you pull that thing off, you wanna have them check. Because if you could see the cannula after you pull that off, that also means it's not good, and you need to call it Omnipod, because you can't use that pod.
And then another notation, that if for some reason you fill up the pod with the insulin and it sounds like a smoke detector, continuous beep,
you
need to call Omnipod. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. We're going to start inserting. And it'll ask you, is the pod securely in place? You're going to say yes. Now it's communicating with the pod.
That's the cannula.
Did you feel it go in?
Yeah. That's the other thing she's asking, because if you don't feel it go in, then it's bad too. The pod.
Is cannula properly inserted?
So she has to check the window. There's a window.
Pink.
Yep,
so
it's
yes,
pink,
it
so
is.
We're good.
And is it asking if you want to switch to automated mode?
So in this case,
we'll switch to automated mode if you have a sensor with your pod.
Which we do.
So we're going to say yes. And there we go.
Yep. So now it expires Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh, perfect, because we're going to change the sensor then. Oh, shit, we just changed it. Never mind. Disregard that.
Stupid fly.
Nah, it likes us.
So, yeah.
That's pretty much that. Yeah. So, all right, well.
So now we got to put the reply patches on.
So now.
That's what it is.
Yeah, the only thing we have to do now is just put on the patch, but that's self-explanatory. But yeah, and I guess we will see you in the next podcast. Bye.
Bye. Unconventional Diabetic Podcast contact information. To contact the podcast host or co-host, you may send email to info@theunconventionaldiabetic.us. You may subscribe to the podcast by visiting www.theunconventionaldiabetic.us and clicking on the subscribe to podcast page. On there, you may click on your desired subscription option. Thank you for listening.